Delighted to be joined by Hayley Adams, job coach at McIntyre No Limits. Hayley, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, very well. Lovely to speak to you. So first of all, give us a bit of an overview of McIntyre No Limits and what it's about.
Brilliant. So for McIntyre is a non-profit charity organisation who provides services and support all across the UK. And No Limits are the further education provision within McIntyre. So I'm the job coach for No Limits in Milton Keynes, supporting young adults between the ages of 16 and 25 on their employment journey.
So a job coach is encouraging people to get work beyond further education. Is that your role?
A little bit like you and I when we did work experience as part of our school or college programme. Mm-hmm. And it's for learners that are able to embark on an employment journey, because McIntyre support young people and adults who have learning disabilities and or autism. So for those that are able and really want to work in future, that's where I would come in and support them with everything from understanding what employment is, the different types of jobs that there are out there, right through to then supporting them in making their very own CV and one-page profile for employers to have. I would then walk them through applying for roles, searching for roles, and then hopefully help them secure a successful work experience placement.
Fantastic. It sounds like a very rewarding role. Do you enjoy it?
It is the most rewarding job I have ever had. And I'm really not just saying that. I've been with McIntyre since January of 21. The success stories that have already come from being a job coach with McIntyre No Limits has been fantastic.
It's great to hear. So how many learners do you work with on No Limits?
Yeah, so Milton Keynes No Limits, we support... we're ever growing, and I believe we have around 60 plus learners now. Wow. In Milton Keynes alone. We've just taken on, we're just expanding into Bedfordshire, which is a new No Limits provision. So we're ever growing, and the demand for our services, the need for our services is getting greater every day.
Good to hear. Dare I ask, is it difficult finding employment for people who are being supported by No Limits?
I mean, this is me talking personally. I've had a really great experience in the 18 months that I've been in this role. I find Milton Keynes to be a really great and giving community. We're working with lots of local businesses, independent businesses, and you know, I've not really struggled. Of course, there are barriers, and I have come across them, and I do get the odd no from certain businesses for various reasons. I would say my main challenge would be the more mainstream jobs that I approach, the bigger branded names. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that we won't find these opportunities or build relationships with these businesses. I think it will just take a little bit more time and support from people like me in the workplace.
It's probably a little harder for those bigger businesses to adapt their processes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest barriers is time and responsibility. And sure. I think once an employer understands that actually responsibility can be left with the learner themselves and the teaching facilitator that would accompany them on their placement, so they'd be fully supervised whilst on duty. And in terms of time, really, we would always make sure that it works for the business that we work with, and it would also need to work for the learner. So placements might look a little bit different to what work experience, like a whole day of work mm-hmm. experience. Yeah. We generally ask that our learners can go along for an hour up to 3 hours. Even more if they're able to, in an environment which is safe and welcoming for them, where they can really flourish, build on the skills that they already have and gain new ones and build relationships. So it's a really great experience, and a thing that I really love to do, and I've made it kind of almost mandatory as part of our support package for employers that we work with, is that I actually go in and provide training and workshops for the teams, so that we can help break down any barriers, any unsureness around working with people and employing people with special educational needs.
Absolutely. What would be some of the benefits to businesses who are maybe thinking about taking on some work experience placements?
Oh, so many. Where do I start? I think firstly, working with these incredible young people, they are such an inspiration. They are so gifted and talented. And I think working alongside some of the learners that we have at MK No Limits would really be such a privilege for most. The other thing would be that I would happily come in and train and support the businesses that we work with. I think it's so important that we keep communication lines open, and that we make sure that the jobs and tasks that are being provided and asked for can be completed in a safe and organised way. And also, each learner that comes onto a placement is supported by their community teaching facilitator. And the teaching facilitator is the person that walks each learner through their learning program, which usually is about 3 years. So they know everything about their learner, and they will be on duty with them whilst on placement.
Fantastic. So if there's any businesses now that are thinking, yeah, we'd love to have some work experience placements on site, how can they go about maybe applying or finding out a bit more about the process?
Oh, of course. Right. So for anyone in general that wants to find out more about McIntyre as a charity, by all means, please visit our website, which is www.mcintyrecharity.org. And if there are any employers, independent businesses, local to Milton Keynes, or nationwide actually, who's listening in now and thinking, do you know what, I am currently recruiting, or I would like to work with McIntyre and open up some more opportunities for the learners at No Limits, then if you go onto the same website, McIntyrecharity.org, and type in the search bar work experience, it takes you through to a page with all of the information I've discussed today, and also a contact form where you can get in contact with your local job coach.
Fantastic. And have you had any cases where maybe a work experience placement has stayed and gone on to employment afterwards?
We've had some great examples of that. We've worked with a business local to MK, and they actually took on one of our adults from Adult Services, who started off on a 6-month paid placement, and then that was extended, and he's now working there ongoing.
Wow.
We've had placements that have taken a learner on for a project position, so a project that lasted maybe sort of 2-3 weeks, and because this particular learner did so well and everyone was really enjoying having this learner on board, they created a more ongoing placement for that learner until they left for college this year. So there are so many success stories. We've even got learners that are doing 2 or 3 placements because their main goal is to work. They want to find they want independence post McIntyre, and that's what's incredible about this team, is that we will support them as much as possible, because what we need to appreciate is all of these opportunities and work placements and volunteer roles and paid placements, they go onto the learner's CV, mm-hmm. and they get to take that with them after McIntyre, which then provides them a lifeline into the big wide working world with skills and experience that they can transfer into other opportunities.
Absolutely. I must make you very proud as job coach as well.
I'm so proud. I love it. I absolutely love it. It is, like I say, and I can't say it enough, it is the best job. The team are fantastic. The learners are so inspiring. And, you know, I really do wake up really, really happy to go to work every single day, knowing that we're going to get some positive outcomes for these really incredible people.
Fantastic. Well, if you have maybe the possibility of hosting a work experience placement at your business, if you want to find out a bit more, you can do so via the McIntyre website. And Hayley Adams is a job coach at McIntyre No Limits. Hayley, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.